Happy Independence Day to all my Americanos out there, live in the States just like me. It's July 7th right now, but we just celebrated July 4th. God damn. What a time to be. I really thought that that this would be a prime time for us to get attacked. I really thought that was going to happen this July 4th. I don't know. Just felt real sketchy. Something to do with numbers or holidays, and something always seems to happen. I was at a parade on July 4th in the morning, and everyone's phone service was down, so we were all kind of like, what's going on here? I guess I live in a state of paranoia. Thanks to the social media and the news, which I try not to watch, but I mean, if you talk to people, they, you know, it's like telephone, they tell you things and you hear things. And it just puts you in some kind of weird headspace. So, used to not feel like that, but ever since 9/11 happened, now I start looking toward weird dates that might mean something. I love conspiracies too. I love a good conspiracy theory. Hit me up if you got a good conspiracy, because goddamn, man, I'll get lost in the sauce with that bada bing, bada boom. I saw a lot of shit back in my day on July 4th. My brother lit it's called a spinner firework, and you light it, and it goes, and it starts spinning real fast, and it's supposed to stay stationary, but this goddamn thing, like, he ran out of the way before it was gonna do its little showtime thing. So he's in sandals, like the sandals that Jesus wore, moccasins or Crocs. They're brown. They have two leather straps, whatever those are. He was wearing those, and he was running away, and the firework followed him, and burnt a hole right through his ankle. I think he got like second degree burn on his ankle, and needless to say, he never lit a firework again. That was traumatizing for me. I was just a little bambino watching him be a pyromaniac lighting fireworks and getting to second base with the fucking firework is incredible to see. I don't care who you are. Also saw my Uncle Richie, my dad's cousin, and this guy was something special. It was all, dude, he took me on dirt bikes when I was like 5 years old. That's not safe. Don't remember wearing a helmet. He would put me like in front of him, and then he was behind me, and we would like go through the hills and do jumps and shit. And I guess, I don't know, I'm still alive, so he must have been pretty good. We never fell. I don't think he went too fast, but nonetheless, I couldn't imagine putting a five-year-old on a goddamn dirt bike. So shout out to you. Don't know if my parents know that. Actually, I have no idea. So mom, dad, if you're listening, Uncle Richie took me on a dirt bike when I was roughly 5 years old, and that's not safe. Maybe a little bit more money in the will for me because of that, because of what I'm going through, PTSD. Uncle Richie, yeah, so he would bring over these illegal fireworks, you know, go to Indiana or Michigan or Wisconsin somewhere, bring back fucking M80s, these illegal bottle rockets, and he would always try to do something else with these fireworks, not just your standard, all right, light it, run away. No. He went to Home Depot and bought a PVC pipe, maybe like, God, it was pretty big. It was like 4 feet, maybe 5 feet in length. And, you know, the thickness was probably, maybe two baseball bats, like standard baseball bats that you see used in the MLB. That's how wide it was. Two baseball bats put together. And he put a bottle rocket in a beer bottle, lit it, put the PVC pipe over the bottle and the bottle rocket, and then he tilted the PVC pipe to aim it. Okay, so he's trying to use it as like a weapon of some sort. And the firework goes off and it just explodes in the PVC pipe. Doesn't even make it out. And this thing was huge. And it was on the side of my parents' house, my mom's house. So it was like in a residential neighborhood. We're not in a field or anything. We're like in a suburban neighborhood. And you just hear bang, and the PVC pipe explodes, the glass bottle explodes, the firework cracks, and the PVC pipe goes flying, hits the neighbor's house, destroys their siding. This guy nearly loses his foot and fucking hand. I don't know where I was. I think I was really far away, like in the garage, because he was like, this might be dangerous, so, you know, get far back. I'm like, okay. And he was never invited over again, which makes sense. So, shout out to you, Uncle Richie, if you listen to this, which you're not. Yeah, those are just some of the fine memories I have of Independence Day, July 4th. And mostly all 100% tragedy. You know, in the later years, hey, there's fireworks going off right now. That's pretty. That's nice. It's nighttime right now, so it really lights up the sky. Just, you know, I'm seeing red and that standard gold firework. That's fun. It's good for the kids. Sparklers are good for the kids as well. You know. For all you people across overseas, you know, just hey, go light a match. I don't know. Go celebrate. Go celebrate with us. Light a match. Light a candle. Light an incense. You know, we can all do this together. In it together. Boy, so I had off work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the days go by quick, man. And I was telling myself, I'm like, dude, I love this. I love just not having to be burdened by waking up to go to work, and we can just relax, enjoy the day, chill, nothing to be stressed out about. Just enjoy. But I knew it was going to go by quick. I knew on Wednesday, I'm like, oh shit, when I close my eyes and wake up and it's Thursday, we're cooking, we're moving. Now we got momentum, and I hate that. I wish there was a way to slow it down. Maybe if I take a bunch of acid, maybe if I take a bunch of mushrooms, that might slow things down just because of pure fear, where every minute feels like an hour. And you're just like, holy shit, man. I wish this wasn't happening. But the older you get, man, and people used to tell me this, you know, time flies. So don't get stuck. You know, don't get too focused on something that's negative, because time flies. And if you end up spending all of your time on something that's sucking positive energy out of you, next thing you know, you're just probably about to die. You know, health doesn't last forever. And if you're healthy now, go and try and do some things that you want to try and do. You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Just what some people told me, and I'm trying to pass it on down. I don't know. You're probably doing better than me. So, I like a good movie. Watch a lot of Netflix over the this long weekend, holiday weekend. I'm a movie buff, dude. I don't know if you guys know that. Never brought that up. I watched a movie called Born on the 4th of July. God damn. That's a fun one. Tom Cruise. Shout out to Tom Cruise, Scientology. Hey, yo, you guys don't pay taxes. That's cool. Wish I didn't pay taxes. But essentially, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm not going to spoil it, because it's new on Netflix. It's an old-ass movie, though. It came out in the 90s, maybe the 80s. Tommy looks young, looks real young. But it was taking place back in the 50s, I think. And his birthday's on the 4th of July, obviously. It's the name of the movie. And he saw soldiers come back from, you know, I think it was World War II is what it was. So they were all bent out of shape, mostly like in wheelchairs, crutches, missing an arm, blah, 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 all that shit, PTSD, mental issues. But you don't really see that side of it. You just see them wearing badges, being pushed in a parade, people saluting them. The crowd is going nuts and wild and cheering because these are our soldiers that fought for us in World War II. And Tom Cruise, his character in the movie when he was a kid on his dad's shoulders watching these guys walk by, he was just inspired. And that was like, that's what he wants. Like he just wanted to do that. That's what he, the ultimate sacrifice, gratification, doing something for your country. Just, he wanted that after seeing that. And throughout the movie, he goes throughout his life, you know, maybe like his 10s, 12s, then he's a teenager in high school. And he's just like a top athlete. Just like everyone knows him in his town as being this stud. Just this athletic god. He's so amazing at everything. And later in his life, like later teenagers, after he graduates, Vietnam's about to happen. And, you know, what they're saying about Vietnam is this is a war we can't lose. We need to fight this. You know, and for whatever reason, he wanted to join the military and go to Vietnam. It's just like he's proud. He's like, this is what I'm meant to do. I'm born for this. I'm an athlete, you know. And his one friend was trying to talk him out of it. They were all sitting down at lunch, like six guys, you know, talking about it. And Tom's like, yeah, I'm going to Vietnam. We got to do this. Look, we could be like our dads. Our dads got to fight. The people in the parade that we saw when we were young kids, World War II, they got to fight, giving us freedom. And everyone's agreeing except for his one friend. He's like, just be sure that you make the right decision, all right? It's like, we shouldn't be there. You know, it's thousands of miles away. Why are we there? Doesn't make any sense, you know, and you can come back dead in a casket. Is that what you want? And Tom Cruise didn't want to hear anything about it. He's like pretty much calling the guy saying that he's a bitch. You know, he's like, all right, well, you stay here and go to college. You know, do that. That's fine. I'm going to go over and fight for my country. Stuff like that. So he ends up going. And trying to think what's a spoiler or not, because you see it in the preview. So if you watch the preview, it'll show this. He ends up in a wheelchair. I'm not going to say how it happens, but he's in a wheelchair when he comes back. And the movie's about, did he make the right decision in going? You know, is he having a change of heart after the fact, now that he's in a wheelchair? You know, so it's like, that's the type of movie it is. And fuck, man, it was a great movie. It was just really good perspective. Whoever directed that, you're a G. So during the movie, there's like these prostitutes that do not care if you're in a wheelchair. And I saw them as being real life heroes, man. I know that sounds corny. I know that sounds taboo, but hear me out. Just listen. Listen. I strongly feel that sexual needs is like a human right. I really do feel that way. And if you are a vet, or you don't even have to be a vet, but let's just use vets in this case. You come back from war, you're paralyzed from the waist down. You know what I mean? Like, you're probably thinking to yourself, who's going to love me? How can I be loved? No one's going to love me. They just, I'm done. I'm toast. I'm a man and my legs don't work. And I'm strictly looking at this from a man's point of view. We'll talk about a woman's point of view maybe later, or if I bring someone on the podcast, because I'm a man. I don't know how to talk about it from their point of view. But from a man's point of view, sexual release is so important. It really is a fucking need from my eyes. And when these guys come back, they're paralyzed. They're so depressed. No one wants to be with them. Like, they can't. I don't care how much fucking game you have. you're not going to be able to land a woman, I don't think. And when I saw like these prostitutes that, you know, they were like 36 pesos and, you know, I'll spend the night with you. And they would go back to a room, and even though like their everything below their waist did not work, the woman was still just like being a woman for that man, for that guy whose business doesn't work. She would like put him on the bed and just give him someone to hold and put her tits in his face and let him touch her, you know, and like shake and, you know, just whatever. Just show her that fucking bush. I was like, sometimes that's all a guy needs, man. It's just to feel loved in that physical way. Even if your shit doesn't work, just like being close to a lady, if you're into that. Like hugging a lady and being intimate and just like smelling a lady. Just like laying down and have her be interested in you physically like that. It's so important. It's so important for a man's mental health. And they did a good job in depicting that in the movie. And I was like, God damn, those women are fucking... those are heroes in my eyes. Holy shit, you lot lizards. You guys are fucking heroes. That's amazing. Because who wants to do that? Who wants to do that? If there's an exchange that this guy's going to pay you this money, you both know what the bargain is. I give you money, you give me your time, you give me your physicality. You know, I'm not talking about like playing a one-on-one basketball game outside, street ball. Talking about like, let's go lay in a bed. Maybe it's a water bed. I don't know. Could be. Maybe it's a bunk bed. Who gives a fuck? Just lay with me. Be with me. 6 hours. So that was a nice perspective to get. And I don't think that shit should be illegal out here. I mean, there's a way to go about it to make sure that there's not sex trafficking. You know, like some questionnaires, have an interview, do it in a doctor's setting. Doing like something like that, you know, but sexual needs are a human right. Come on, man. You use sex to every fucking company uses sex to sell, but you can't sell sex. Make it make sense. Everywhere you go, dude, you see sex. God damn, you want to buy a car here? How about these tits? Look at these tits. Can't pay for sex. Can't pay for sex, but look at this chick in a G-string at whatever, selling Burger King a Whopper. I don't know. It's crazy. It's weird being a guy right now. I went to what is it called, man? It's our festival out here, Frontier Days. It's a 4-day-long festival for July 4th. And the teenagers... now, I sound like an old man right now because I'm not, I don't know what the girls used to wear back when I was young. I don't think their butt cheeks were literally showing. And I'm telling you, they have to be 13, 14, 15 years old. And you might think that it's like, I'm saying your butt cheeks are showing. It's not just like cheeky where the shorts are barely covering your lower butt. No, 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 no. Your actual ass was hanging out. Like, it looked ridiculous. Your butt, you can see the, like, if you didn't wipe good, you could see the streaks, like the poo streaks. But you can also see, like, the full cheek and then bottom bun hanging out of a lot of these people's shorts, you know? And, I mean, it's disturbing, but it's also confident because that means you probably wipe pretty good or have a bidet. Because I would be terrified. I would be terrified if I was wearing shorts like that. I would be using wet wipes constantly around the clock, every hour on the hour. But yeah, they're not wearing those shorts outside when they fucking leave their house. All right, Dad, I'm going out. They're probably in a robe or something, or like a bee suit, you know? And then when they get into their friend's car or on their bicycle, because they look pretty young, and they're halfway there, then they change. It's crazy, man, what people are wearing. And all the dudes look alike, too. But I think we looked alike, too, back in the day. I think Abercrombie was real big. People were popping their collars. I was popping my collar. I wore about 6 collared shirts and popped them all. I'm not even kidding you. At the same time. Not on different days. At the same time. The layered look was, at some point, for whatever reason, was definitely in. Yeah, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I think the most I ever wore was 2 polos at one time, double popped collar. Holy shit. That might come back. What a weird time, dude. Turkey legs? If you're not sitting down, please sit down or lay down. You might have a heart attack. Turkey legs. 1 turkey leg. I took a picture. I'll try to post it. If you had to guess how much 1 turkey leg costs at a festival, place your answers now. Say it in your head. Fuck it. Say it out loud. Okay, I hear $10. I hear $8. No, higher. Higher. $17. $17 for 1 fucking turkey leg. How insane is that? If you have a family of 4, good luck. Good luck. Are they, do you want to go talk to our finance department? It looks like you want to order 3 turkey legs. Would you like to take out a credit card? If you take out a credit card with us, you get that 4th turkey leg free. Good Lord, man. Making payments on a turkey leg is insane. God, all the games there too, the minimum price. So you get, okay, for example, there's a football game there. You can throw a football, you get 3 footballs, and you can throw them through basketball hoops. Not like an upright basketball hoop, but they tilt it so the circle is looking at you and you throw it through it. And you get 3 balls, $10. 3 balls, $10. The prize probably costs, you know, $2. These little stuffed animals. It's preposterous. But don't worry, this is the first year that they're doing Apple Pay. Major credit cards accepted. Incredible. Beer is $7. I drank a lot. I drank quite a bit. And I feel like the last time I was on here, said I was drinking a little bit too much. I might be an alcoholic. You might be seeing me in AA. I had a fun time, though, man. Hoobastank came. Hoobastank? Who remembers Hoobastank? They played at the festival. That was a great concert. He sounds good, man. I don't know how old he is. He looked good, too. I got a video of that. That was a fun time. I haven't been to a concert in forever. That was fun. I had like 4 beers, got buzzed. Wasn't going to drink yesterday. I ended up drinking because Hoobastank was playing. So it was at night. It was on like a giant stage. The lighting was good. It was like dark blue light. Fireworks were going off. There was probably around like 2,000 people, no exaggeration, at this concert. Free concert. Free. That's dope. Wonder how much money they made. Hoobastank. Whatever. I went to another beer tent across the way where I grew up in a place called Crystal Lake. And I brought this up on the podcast before. Crystal Lake. The swamp. Right, high school is right across the street from a literal shit plant. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're not doing too good. Crystal Lake. I'm going to tell you why. I went to that fest on Thursday, on July 4th. And they have the same setup as Frontier Days, which I was just telling you. So it's like a carnival sort of thing. And then you have like a beer tent and you got, you know, a stage concert. Okay. So Crystal Lake, in order to get into the fucking beer tent, just an admission, $10. You got to pay $10 to get through. And then you have to fucking buy beer tickets. You don't get a free drink or anything. So it's $10 to get in. And then you got to pay to get your beer. That's insanity, man. The one that's right by me, is everything's free. Not the drink. I mean, you have to pay for the drinks and shit. But like the concert was free. You don't have to pay to get into the tent. So I feel like that's how you know that Crystal Lake's not doing too good. So where's that tax money going or whatever? Jesus, man. Hey, Crystal Lake, you should bring in some prostitutes to make that legal. I mean, just add taxes to that. I should be a politician, goddammit. Jeepers. Oh, buddy, oh, buddy. Yeah. So, I don't know, people. We're here. I know last time I said I was going to bring out my friend Tony, but everyone had a rough week. I talked to a lot of people, and no one wanted to come on because everyone's nursing hangovers, and they're busy, they're out of town, so I just figured I'd come back on here and, you know, shoot the shit a little bit, tell you how my 4th of July went, and just wish you all a wonderful holiday if you're in the Americas. Even if you're not, have a good holiday, all right? I don't know if you guys have anything coming up, if going on vacation. Wish you well. Bid you adieu. I do not. I want to go to Japan again. That's on my bucket list. Place is fucking awesome. I'm going to go watch a movie. I think an American Psycho. Maybe Donnie Darko. I watched Donnie Darko about 100 times and I still don't understand it. One of these days I will crack it. We'll crack it. If anyone has any recommendations for movies or documentaries, please, 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 please let me know. Hit me up. Hit me up. TheCuriosityChamber@gmail.com. Give me your top five or something. All right? We'll love to know. Thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful Monday, all right? Put that fucking smile on your face, okay? Get that smile going. If that person cuts you off in traffic on your commute to work, just let it go. Let it slide. All right? We're all going to get there at the same time. They're going through some shit. All right? Just be easy. Mellow. Calm. Calm. No one gets out of life alive. Okay? So just while you're here, enjoy this experience. Just experience it. Enjoy it. All right? Try not to get too hot-headed. I know we're human, so we still got that little ape in us, and we can just snap at the drop of a hat. I don't even know who made that up? Abe Lincoln? The drop of a hat? Because he had a pretty big hat. He got shot in the head. I don't know who made that up, but just let things go, okay? If it's let goable, enjoy that coffee. Enjoy that mimosa if you're drinking it. Enjoy that Bloody Mary if you're an alcoholic and you need to get that vodka in you, all right? I'm not judging you. I understand now because I've been drinking quite a bit, so it's kind of fun. Have a great week. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one, all right? Peace. Welcome to the Curiosity Chamber.